Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, September 21st, 2014 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. I am so sick of these folks messing with my text, and that's the least of it. To be continued. A brief shout out to Troy Anthony Davis on this day. You are in our hearts always, but particularly today, and to your sister, Martina, thank you. Such good people, taken from us, stolen from our midst with malice, in service of a vision so ignoble that all life weeps to hear of it. And a thank you as well to the people of Scotland, who ignition boosted the necessary discussion of whether and how reclaiming the nation can be a global action, i.e. a turning away from, a shaking off of the rule of the global state statesman. We're going to be continuing to develop our understanding of the role of the nation state in the transition to freedom. And on that tip, let's recall the words of your countrymen. This is an excerpt from the Tree of Liberty. Kin means no, Wayworth means cursed be, and loon means rascal or rogue, shoon means shoes, sign means then. Heard ye of the Tree of Liberty? Beginning again. I'm sorry. I've been. You can relate. I know. It's hard to approach words so profound and with a music that you want to do justice to, and you know you can't, but you try. Heard ye of the Tree of France? I wotna what's the name on't. Around it all the patriots dance, weel Europe kens the fame on't. It stands where once the Bastille stood, a prison built by kings, man. Upon this tree there grows sick fruit, its virtues all can tell, man. It raises man aboon the brute, it makes him ken himsel, man. Give once the peasant taste a bit, he's greater than a lord, man. And with a beggar shares a mite of all he can afford, man. But vicious folks I hate to see the works of virtue thrive, man. The courtly vermins ban the tree and grant to see it thrive, man. For freedom, standing by the tree, her sons did loudly call, man. She sang a song of liberty which pleased the man and all, man. Let Britain boast her hardy oak, her poplar and her pine, man. Old Britain aunts could crack her joke and o'er her neighbors shine, man. But seek the forest round and round, and soon 'twill be agreed, man, that sick a tree cannot be found twixt London and the Tweed, man. Without this tree, alack, this life is but a veil of woe, man. A scene of sorrow mixed with strife. Nay, real joys we know, man. We labor soon, we labor late, to feed the titled knave, man. And ah, the comfort we're to get is that ayont the grave, man. With plenty of sick trees, I trow, the world would live in peace, man. The sword would help to make a plow. The din of war would cease, man. Like brethren in a common cause, we'd on each other smile, man, and equal rights and equal laws would gladden every isle, man. Wayworth the loon what wadna eat, sick healthsome, dainty cheer, man. I'd gie my shoon frae off my feet to taste sick fruit, I swear, man. Sign, let us pray, Old England may sure plant this far-famed tree, man. And blithe will sing and hail the day that gave us liberty, man. Thank you, Robert Burns, born Alloway, Ayrshire. 25 January 1759, died Dumfries. 21 July 1796.